is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from 92.9 WBPN.
The Rolling Stones are a phenomenon. A miracle. Over 250 million records sold worldwide. Songs and albums that'll be sung and live on forever. As teenagers, the band deeply inhaled the blues, soul, country, reggae, and just about any other type of music they encountered, and exhaled a heavenly elixir uniquely their own. They were just about to embark on a 17-show stadium tour around the United States to ravenous fans when Mick Jagger required a serious medical procedure. Thankfully, all went well, and it won't be too long before the Stones will be back to bring the No Filter Tour to the United States. Here's Mick taking you back to last year.
I always look at what's available, what offers are available first, and evaluate them. And then we usually get together. I speak to the guys on the phone. We have discussions on the phone. Normally we get together and sit in a room and talk about whether we like it. And to be honest, they always change a lot. That from the first offer, that the cities, the places, because there's all kinds of, sometimes there's availability problems, sometimes there's scheduling problems, sometimes there's all kinds of things, and you have to move. You have to be flexible. We love playing in all these places in the United States, but these places we've regularly played, and people play regularly in them, but we haven't been to them, some of them, for many, many years, and it's time to go back and visit them.
Keith Richards.
The hard bit with the Stones is getting them together. Once you've got them in a room and sitting in their appropriate places, like Charlie's behind the drums and a couple of guitars, it's an amazing, even after all these years, it's an amazing feeling. It's like there must be somebody else in the room, and you go, there's Mick, there's me, there's the Charlie and Ron. And you realise that there is this other entity that's sort of driving things, and whatever his name is.
Ronnie Wood.
When we get in that room, you hear Mick pick up the harmonica or something, and Charlie joins in with the thunderstorm. Even though it doesn't look like he's even touching the drums, it sounds like a firework display still. And Keith and I are rocking, and Darryl Jones and Chuck Lavelle, his magic. So the whole thing is... just earthy and very sparse.
Charlie Watts.
It's very much a playing band, and that's what it's best at. There's so much personality in our band, and there may be in every other band, but I only know this one, and it's been doing it for a long time, so the identities and the personalities are huge.
To satisfy your Pavlovian urges to see the Stones live that has been temporarily delayed, on April the 19th, Polydor, Interscope Records, and the Rolling Stones put out a potential soundtrack for you. It's called Honk. Honk features the biggest hits and classic cuts from every Rolling Stone studio album, from 1971 Sticky Fingers to 2016's Blue and Lonesome. It's available in multiple formats. The deluxe 3-CD edition collects 36 essential Stones tracks on the first two discs, including 8 top 10 singles. The third disc includes 10 live tracks, recorded during the band's sold-out tours over the past 6 years. Some of the live songs included feature guests like Dave Grohl, Florence Welch, and Brad Paisley. The Rolling Stones are the only rock and roll band that has been around for 57 years and counting, and still sells out stadiums wherever they play. Hi, I'm Dan Neer. Over the next hour, Mick, Keith, Charlie, and Ron, and Brad Paisley will take us behind the scenes of the world's greatest rock and roll band. Welcome to the Rolling Stones Honk, All Access.
I'm feeling so tired, can't even understand it. Just out of both nights' sleep. I'm feeling so stoned, I was so fantastic. It just a incendiary live performance of Bitch by the Rolling Stones with special guest
Dave Grohl. Take a bad
one. Recorded live at the Honda Center in Anaheim, California on May 15th, 2013, now included on the super deluxe version of Honk. Dave Grohl backstage.
I think I said to someone, they said, what song are you doing? I said, Bitch. They go, which one is that? And I went, wah, wah. And they're like, oh yeah. You don't even have to sing a lyric. It's like, you know the riff. It's great.
So why have the Rolling Stones been able to create so much music that is instantly recognizable? Keith Richards.
To me, I mean, the whole point about music is communication. If there's no communication amongst the musicians, then how are you going to communicate it to anybody else? To record a band is like, it's a magical thing, you know. I mean, this microphone here, this little wire goes on, and it goes, eventually ends up here, and it goes onto this bit of tape, yeah. The amazing thing to me is that this captures not only what is said or what any sound is going on, it can capture a feeling. Capture your spirit and hold it, and any time you hit the play button, you can, that feeling will come back off. You can hold that one moment in time. It's like a great painting. It's like a great piece of literature. Is it? The possibilities are unbelievable. When you've just finished cutting Honky Tonk Woman or Brown Sugar or Satisfaction or Tumbling Dice, you know, there ain't no doubt about it. You know. Motherfucker, he captured it. Yeah, I mean, it's like butterfly hunting, you know, the little net. You got the mother. Yeah, I mean, you know it. You know it's there. Whether you can convince anybody else and whether they'll go, that's another thing. That's a whole different game. But you know that you've nailed it.
We'll be right back.
Sugar. One of four songs the Rolling Stones recorded at Muscle Shoals Studios in Alabama in December of 1969 that first appeared on their 1971 masterwork, Sticky Fingers. It's now found in sonic splendor on the brand new compilation, Honk. As is the essential song, Happy.
There's a little, you know, magical bounce on it that I wrote it actually one afternoon when we were cutting Exile on Main Street in France, because the studio was in my basement. And Bobby Keys was with me, and they got this lick going, so we went down and I recorded it with just guitar and Bobby Keys on baritone saxophone, you know. And while we were doing that, Jimmy Miller, who was our producer at the time, came in. He was a very good drummer as well, so we said, well, let's put down a dub, you know, and we just sort of sketch it out, play it later and see. It's another one of those things that ended up being the record, you know. It was just one of those moments that you get, the very happy ones, you know. And I can play it now, and it's, it gives you a lift, you know. I don't know why, except maybe the word.
Sung by Keith, Happy, which of course is included on the new collection, Honk. Every now and then, Mick Jagger takes his inspiration for a song out of the newspaper or TV news reports.
Well, I think when you're watching something on TV that's unfolding in front of you, you know, and everyone's talking about it in bars and all the time on the phone, people saying, what are you doing? And I think that it's good to be able to comment on what's going on and to be able to put it down in a song, you know. Some people have a different way of expressing things. Someone asked me, what validity have you got to express yourself? And I said, well, you know, I've got as much validity as anybody else, as someone writing in a newspaper or someone on a talk show, you know. And I just express what I think about events in song. Quite often, though, now in popular music, it's quite hard to do anything that's even vaguely current because people take a long time to record things, and they take a long time for record companies to put them out.
The police in New York City just a boy right through the park. In a place of mistaken identity, they put a bullet through his heart.
A song ripped out of the pages of a newspaper, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, Heartbreaker.
Pretty crazy idea, putting everyone inside a tent and blowing up with bubbles.
We'll find out what that means in a few minutes on the next part of the Rolling Stones Honk All Access.
Undercover Islanders!
Hey, take a minute to load up our website, 929WBPM.com, and poke around a bit. It'll give us a nice pie chart to show the corporate suits next month.
Thank you for rejoining our All Access celebration for the newest compilation by the Rolling Stones, Honk. So many of the band's songs have become required listening for rock and roll fans. That includes the one about rock and roll itself that has become a common English language phrase. It's only rock and roll. Mick Jagger and Ronnie Wood.
The phrase has become a big thing, and we still do a lot on stage. It's a very Chuck Berry song, but it's got a different kind of feeling to it than a Chuck Berry song, but it's completely Chuck Berry in a lot of ways. And that version that's on there is like the original version, which is recorded half in Ron Wood's basement. It was a demo of Ron and me, really, that we added people on.
That was recorded at my house in 1974 in Richmond. Keith said to me, he took the original tape, which was made down in my studio, with Willie Weeks on bass, Kenny Jones on drums, and me and David Bowie and Mick on vocals. And Keith said, I've taken the precaution of wiping all of your guitars. I said, oh, right, this is the guy I'm going to have to spend some time with. I suppose I better get used to it. I said, but you forgot one thing, Keith. You forgot my 12 string. And he said, oh, I left that on, you know. That's still on there. It's still got a flavor of the original. Recording.
The Stones shot a video for It's Only Rock and Roll, and it wasn't that much fun for the band's drummer.
I quite enjoy doing videos. They're quite hard work sometimes because they're always at locations are the worst.
Charlie moans and Keith always moans a lot about doing videos, but there they are. I mean, these were just things that we just always did for every record. We could see we had fun with It's Only Rock and Roll, which was, I mean, a pretty crazy idea, putting everyone inside a tent and blowing up with bubbles. And of course, we forgot completely that Charlie was 2 heads shorter because he's sitting down.
Yeah, if I could stick my hand in my heart, spill it all over the stage. Would it satisfy? Would it slide on by? Would you think the boy is strange? Ain't it strange? If I could write, if I could sing a love song so divine. Yeah, I broke down and cried.
A song inspired an answer to the clueless critics at the time that were chirping that the Rolling Stones weren't as good as they used to be. It's Only Rock and Roll. That's just one of the 36 studio songs that you can get on the Hot Off the Presses compilation, Honk. As we've said, the Rolling Stones are a phenomenon. In 2012, they celebrated their 50th anniversary, and they've launched three tours since then, selling out stadiums wherever they played around the world. Along the way, many artists joined them on stage, thrilled to play with their heroes. One of those artists was country star Brad Paisley, who tells us how he came to befriend the group.
We became friends a little bit before. It's one of the reasons I sort of played with them a bit. Somebody gave me a tip, which was really interesting, was like, mention the Louvin Brothers to Keith Richards. And that's all I had to do. And he was ready to talk about, you know, Satan is real. When they were in Nashville, they came in a couple of days early. What they do, which is really neat, when you tour at the level they're at, they sort of take over a city. When the Rolling Stones are coming, I remember when they were here, Nashville was buzzing for several days. It was like, there's a Mick Jagger sighting, and we ended up going to dinner.
The song that Brad played with the Stones, Dead Flowers, influenced by the late Graham Parsons.
Yeah, he was around with us a lot at that time, yeah. Graham, an amazing guy, an amazing influence. It wasn't just his music or anything. He has, I had some great times with him. I mean, we had Cold Turkey together. I was the only guy I had Cold Turkey with. But he taught me a lot about the nuances of country music. He took me through the labyrinths of, the difference between Nashville and Bakersfield.
Well, when you're sitting there in your silk upholstered chair, talking to some rich folks that you know, won't you take me down?
bonus disc of live recordings included on the deluxe versions of the new Rolling Stones compilation Honk, Dead Flowers with Brad Paisley. That magic performance happened at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia on June 18th in 2013. It was magic that the Stones conjured up when they came up with their Tattoo You album in 1981. That record gave them the perfect opening song for their concerts for decades to come. Start Me Up.
I was convinced, and I think Nick was here, that it was definitely a reggae song. And we did about 38 takes of Start Me Up. Yeah, man, cool, you know, man, yeah, Rastafari. It didn't make it. And somewhere in the middle of a break, just to break the tension, Charlie and I hit the rock and roll version, and right after that, we went straight back to Stop Me Up, and forgot totally about this one little burst in the middle, until about 5 years later, when somebody sifted all the way through these, after then about 70 takes of Start Me Up, and found that one in the middle, you know, it was just buried in there, you know, and nobody remembered cutting it. And so we leapt on it again. We did a few overdubs on it, and it was like a gift, you know. One of the great luxuries of the Stones is that they have an enormous, great big can of stuff. I mean, what anybody hears is just the tip of an iceberg, you know. And down there, there's vaults of stuff, but you have to have the patience and the time to actually sift through it.
Another Stones classic found on the new compilation, Start Me Up.
Take it year by year, I guess, like I did in 1964.
That's next, when the final portion of the Rolling Stones' Honk All Access rejoins your ears in a few minutes.
WBPM, with more of the greatest love songs of all time coming up. Oh, I hope you didn't just break up with somebody recently. This could be awkward.
Welcome back for the last part of our all-access special celebrating the release of the new Rolling Stones collection, Honk. I'm Dan Neer. In 2016, the Rolling Stones got together to record a new album when a curious thing happened at the beginning of the sessions. Mick Jagger.
We were cutting new songs and we finished one and we said, oh, let's just do a blues a minute just for fun, just to relax, you know, because doing new songs is always a bit challenging because you don't quite know how they're going to go. You can do them anyway. So let's just relax and we play this blues. And we said, oh, that sounds really good. Did you record that? And I said, yeah, we recorded it. And then the producer, Don Wan, said to me, he said, you better get a list of blues songs, so I think everyone's going to want to do more tomorrow. So I went and did my homework and sat at my computer and looked at my blues collection and made a list. I tried to pick the ones that we'd never done before. That was one criteria. And the other one was different tempos and different artists. And then that sort of came together. We did 12 songs and then we mixed it. And then I said, so what are we going to do with that then? So we decided to put it out, really simple. I mean, that was a really quick album.
That album was Blue and Lonesome, which won a Grammy for Best Traditional Blues Album in 2017.
I'm just your fool, can't help myself. I love you, babe, and no one else. Oh, crazy, you are my baby. I'm just your fool. Still love you, babe. I take your names. I ain't lying. No use in jiving. I'm just your fool.
Originally from 2016's Blue and Lonesome album, and now found on the newly issued Honk by the Rolling Stones. On May 22nd of 2018, the Rolling Stones played a triumphant homecoming show at London Stadium. Joining them on stage for Wild Horses was Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine.
She did fantastically well, I think. We didn't know how it was going to work out, but she was super nice and pleasant to work with and very professional. She did a great show. It was a lot of fun. I love doing that. You never quite know what's going to happen.
Childhood living, it's easy to do. The things that you wanted, I bought them for you. The graceless lady, you know how I am. You know I can't.
at you. Slide through my hands. Yeah, 'cause wild horses couldn't drag me away. A dull aching pain. Now you decided to show me the same. But no sweeping exits. Oh, upstage line. Bitter. Or treat you unkind. Yeah. 'Cause wild horses couldn't drag me away. 'Cause wild horses
from last year's No Filter UK tour, Wild Horses, which you can find on the bonus disc of the super deluxe release of the Rolling Stones' Honk. Unfortunately, that's the last song we have time to play for you. But before we go, let's grab a few final thoughts. First, Charlie Watts.
It's very difficult to actually say or analyze what 70s or the 60s sound that we had differs or whatever, you know, from now. For me, the best way of doing those things is to just go out there, do your concerts and then do a record, then do it, you know, or vice versa. And you have to just do it. You can't sit and analyse, oh dear. You know, obviously someone could say, well, it's because the amps were moved here or you all played together on that. But we still work like that, really.
Keith Richards.
If it's any good, I don't think it matters when you did it and what was the original motivation for it. If it was any good to start with, it's going to be just as good now, then, forever. I don't think you have to go back and try and recapture youth in order to play a certain song or play, you know, youth obviously has its advantages, has its disadvantages too, you know, because you don't know shit. Yeah, but that's one of the beauties of youth, is that you think you know everything and you don't know nothing. And there's nothing you can tell a young cat.
Mick Jagger.
Take it year by year, I guess, like I did in 1964. Yeah, it's true. We were asked very early, so how long can you do this for? And I actually answered, well, a couple of years. I'd say 2 or 3 years, which was kind of the life of a band in those days. I mean, people say that was a stupid answer, but, you know, in those days, people ask you really silly questions all the time. But you know, the life, who knew that bands were going to last in those days? I mean, you know, pop music is by almost definition ephemeral. So, you know, why wouldn't, you know, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones be ephemeral? Just like everything else.
The Rolling Stones Honk is available wherever you buy music in multiple formats. The Rolling Stones Honk All Access was produced in New York and New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for Polydor Interscope Records. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Jamie Hartley of UME. I'm Dan Neer.
Hi, this is Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones.
Hi, this is Keith Richards.
Hi, this is Charlie Watts.
Hey, this is Ronnie Wood. I'm speaking on behalf of the Stones. Thanks for being there for us.